Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we
are back.
Haven't done a show for a
while. It's been a month. Like it's supposed
been very
it's
busy.
Been pretty crazy.
It has been. But it's okay. We're finally back together. I hate not looking at you while we talk, but
I'll just
pretend you're on the phone.
Close your eyes. Pretend I'm standing in front of you.
Kim just had a funny story.
Yeah, I'm driving home on the freeway.
Yeah.
We're about 16 to 20 miles from where Carter works to home. So I was driving her home.
How far to home? How far along before this incident?
Not very.
So you just kind of had pulled onto the freeway?
So I had to spend about 15 miles without windshield wipers in a rainstorm.
Pretty heavy rainstorm too. It's been raining all day.
Well, I thought, oh, it's not too bad. It's barely raining. But by the time I got home, I am like pulling over on the side of the road, using a napkin to clean it off. Anything in my car.
Well, plus people it's not just wet,
I'm driving,
it's dirty.
And I turn them on and it literally flies off my car. I see it land in the median area between the two freeways and I'm doing like 70 miles an hour.
So wait,
not
you
really
saw
gonna stop.
You saw the
I saw it fly and land.
Did you want to go back and get it?
No.
You didn't even try to get it.
70 miles an hour in the express lane. Can't do it.
I mean, I wouldn't do it either, but that's funny.
It was so weird.
That is weird. So what did you look at it? Did something broke? Or
I don't think so. I think it was working all day just fine. It just all of a sudden wasn't working quite right. Like on the very top part, it wasn't smearing.
It was starting to flop over a little.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But the whole thing fell off.
Do you think that was a wind thing?
I don't know. I've never had that happen before.
Which it's weird all over. It was supposed to snow today. Instead, it's just raining wet.
It's snowing in the mountains.
Yeah, if it gets cold enough tonight, it'll snow here.
You can see it out
there. Is it going to snow tonight?
I don't think so.
I tried to go out and clean dog poo.
Good for you.
It's not happening. It's soup.
Oh, come on.
It's rain and melted snow.
Okay.
I can't get poo with that. How am I supposed to pick that up?
With gloves on.
Oh, my gosh. I need a whole hazmat suit and four other men. Anyway, glad you made it home safe. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Always check your wipers.
Usually have never needed to before.
Those are efficient German wipers.
They've been just fine. Yeah. Something went wrong today and
something did go wrong. That is a very funky thing to have happen on the way home from anything. But you handle it and I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
And you're alive.
And I'm alive.
And you made it home, home in a rush hour in record time. That's not bad.
It wasn't too bad.
There at like what? 4:15?
4.
Oh, that was after.
4.
So about an hour.
About an hour.
All right.
My normal time getting home.
A quality loss of wipers in about an hour. Congratulations. I just snored. Made a snore sound. I don't know why. Hey, I also got that second shingles vax.
Yeah, that was a rough weekend for that.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you all at home. Here's two things I want to tell you. Number one, get the vaccination if you're over 45 or 50 or whatever the limit is right now. They're lowering it again. If you're somebody who had chickenpox and you're a kid, or I think it's that or never got vaccine for the chickenpox when you're a kid.
Chickenpox, correct.
I had chickenpox when I was a kid. And because of that, they want you to get the shingles one because the shingles one can happen later in life and it's miserable, awful, terrible. It's like chickenpox on the inside of your skin.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
They
so,
say it feels like barbed wire under your skin.
Yeah. So it's a two-phase vaccination. I got the first one August.
Yeah. It was right before our trip.
And they said, I thought they said, do it in 2 months. And we are out of the two-month window. But then they said, no, it's 2 to 6 months.
For the but second shot.
I wonder if the second shot was a little harder on me because I did wait almost the full 6 months.
You waited about
five
months. Yeah.
Because... man, this last weekend effed me up hard and longer than the first thing did. It took way longer for me to get over it. I'm fine now, but like my limbs burned. My skin felt weird the whole time. Mm-hmm. It was awful. It felt like having the flu at the same time as you had like some awful like skin condition. And I hated it. So
it was
I'm just
about 36 hours too.
Yeah. And I had the weekend for the first time in a long time, most of Saturday and all of Sunday off.
And that's what we did.
And yet there I am. Miserable and suffering, but that's okay because you were there
the
and
right
it was all fine.
Do.
Yeah, it was all fine, and we got to go to we did go to breakfast or brunch. We went to Gourmandise. Is it Gourmandise? Mm-hmm. Is it? Are we sure we're saying it right? Because we're dumb Americans.
I don't know.
That reminds me.
That
sorry,
reminds me we're dumb Americans.
No. I just something I found today. Let me pull it up. These are my download numbers for today.
Okay.
Because I'm using this new host and I have some more numbers now, or better numbers. And today's download so far in the United States, 173,272.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's network
today.
Wide. That's all shows.
Just today.
Yeah, but it's every show.
Okay.
Some core, some old, you know, old stuff, new stuff, just all
it's
of it
Monday,
just today.
Everyone's downloading their stuff.
Yeah, 74% of the total came out of that. In second place at 7%. The UK at 173,000.
No, 15.
Sorry, 15,568. I was looking at the top again. Then Canada at 14. Australia at 8,000 plus. Sweden at 3,000 plus. Norway at 2. Germany at 1. Netherlands 1.6. Denmark at 1.4. And France at 1.3. What I would like to make a point of here is that this also matches like the English as a second language ratio in a country.
Really?
This matches that. Like in the UK, obviously tons of English, mm-hmm. right? Canada, obviously a ton of English. Australia, very English, but also somewhat remote and lower population.
Okay.
Right? Then you go Sweden. They all, not all, but a lot of people in Sweden have English as a second language, according to my sister Wendy, who spent a bunch of time there. Then Norway, Germany, Netherlands, Denmark, and France, you slowly get to a place where there's less and less of like the bilingual.
Okay.
Which explains why the breakdown in numbers. I just wanted to point out that France is a bunch of hooty-tooty buttholes down here at the bottom at 1%.
Stop it.
1%? Do I not mesh with the with the French?
1,300 downloads is nothing to sneeze at. Come on.
Man, we saved them from the Germans. They owe me. Just kidding.
They owe you nothing.
They truly don't really owe me anything. Let's move on to this thing. Oh, some of your family's moving back to Mississippi.
Yes.
And that's weird because they all moved out here, all of them, pretty much.
Yeah, but
now you got one moving back.
The one that's moving back to Mississippi, her husband's from here, so.
That's true. They're switching
right.
sides.
They're, just
they're excited, though. They got a hunk of land. They're going to build a house. They're going to mm-hmm. kind of do all the stuff they've always wanted to do, maybe a barn.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to put in the barn?
I don't know.
You're going to raise alpacas?
I don't think anyone's thinking of that yet.
Oh, their kids
it's
all
like,
bring it up a lot.
Let's just get the house. Let's just get there. Let's sell this house and get there and build a house.
I'm going to miss having them around, though, because when the zombies come, we were counting on Steve being around. He's going to save a bunch of Southerners, but not us. Because, you know, he's good at the hammering and the nailing and the song and the whatnot. And when the zombies come, my skill set is not that. My skill set is, oh, the power's out? Well, not a lot I can do. I'm a good leader. I can take charge.
You're a great leader.
Tell people where to go, what to do.
I'll feed everyone.
Kim's good at feeding.
happy to do it.
So count on us for that. But whoever has to put up the fence to keep the zombies out, that's Steve, and we're screwed. Yep.
We're going to need to get a roll of barbed wire there.
Yeah, no kidding. But I think they're going to do good down there. They're excited about it. And they're in part of Mississippi that doesn't get clobbered by hurricanes every other year.
So. That's a little further north. So.
Yeah. The only hang-up I would have in that area would be, where do you have to go? Jackson for an airport?
Hattiesburg has an airport.
They do?
A small one. It's kind of like Provo here.
But is it like Delta can come there and things like
that? I think so. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Okay.
But I know they do have an airport there.
All right. Well, if we ever...
A smaller one.
If we ever get down there, I'm sure we will. But when at some point, we're down there visiting.
But it's only... To New Orleans, it's only like an... 2 hours?
Yeah,
no, hour and a half.
But New Orleans is still leaking since I was there last. We went to the airport when we were having a bad storm, and this was pre-Katrina.
Yes.
And that whole place had Glad brand. I remember them being Glad because it said them on them. Instead of Rubbermaid is what I expected. But they were buckets. Glad branded buckets or garbage cans every 20 feet in that place because there were leaks.
You were also flying out in a storm.
Yeah, but that's just a storm.
I'm just saying. There was a tropical storm at the time.
How is that place above water? I don't get it. Anyway, so that's fun. We'll keep an eye on that. See what's going on there. Also, Carter came home.
Yeah, Carter got home last Wednesday.
Yep. Is it better?
Very late.
Is it better for her? Better for you since she's been home? Because I know you kind of missed the companionship of having your daughter around.
It always is fun to have her around.
Right.
But it was a really fun trip for her. She loved it. So that was more important for me.
Carter got Kim some perfume that you can only get in Iceland. It's based on some band who makes it. And it smells like burning trees.
It smells awesome.
It does smell good. And I'm not doing it justice. I don't know how else to describe it, though. It smells like burning pine trees or something, but in a nice way, not in a forest fire way.
But in a nice way.
I don't know how to describe it. It reminds me of being out in nature.
It reminds you
of cooking your own food, camping, but not like stinky fire camping. Something else.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's nature itself in there. But it's $150 a bottle, so Carter just got her the samples because we're cheap. But she did good. She had COVID over there, so that was fun. So about 5 days of her 60 days was spent pretty flat.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's over that now, doing good. She's young. She lost a bunch of weight.
She's back.
Dogs are thrilled. Although Ripley's a pain now.
Again. Well, she's so excited that Carter's home.
And when she's not there, she just is so sad this whole afternoon. I tried to spend some time with her. I took her out a couple times between shows, just trying to see, you know, if I could get her excited about it. She never ate, by the way. She did finally eat. I take that back. But it took forever for her to eat today. First thing she did this morning was nervous barf because she knew something was going on with Carter. And then Carter left and she sat by the door just looking at the door and then looking at me and looking at the door. And then when I said, well, I guess Carter's good. Before I get the word gone done, head down, tail between her legs, back to her kennel without even being told. I feel bad for her.
She misses her person.
She does miss her person. But for 2 months, she was acting like her person didn't exist.
It's because for her, she didn't. She wasn't around at all.
Do you think it's worse now that she's home and she knows?
Okay. I don't know. We'll see.
Very well could be. Well, the good news is, despite all of that, all that busyness and my stupid second vaccine this weekend for shingles and all that stuff, I was still able to hear magnificent audio in my head. How, you ask? Well, because of our friends at Raycon. So the new year's here. As you know, we're in the thick of January. What is it, the 9th today? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, everybody's wanting to make big changes, you know, or even just getting back into a consistent routine that isn't disrupted by, you know,
the holidays,
the challenges of the holidays. Chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey through the month and the year. I know that for me, it's crucial. It truly is. I like podcasts. I like music. I like everything. I like audiobooks. I like it all. And even though I don't have a commute anymore, I make my own commute, you know?
All the way downstairs.
From the kitchen down to here. I love, you know, I love all of the things I listen to. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023, even though we're just cracking into it. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. And we're teaming up with Raycon. If you go to buyraycon.com/skim today, you'll get 15% off your Raycon order. The earbuds look, I have the everyday pair. So do you, I think. Raycon everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with optimized gel tips for the perfect fit in ear. They're not going to fall out. I promise. They just sit there. They don't budge. Raycons also give you 8 hours or so of battery life. That's just playtime. 32 hours of just having them. That's insane. That's less time than it took for that second vaccine to knock me on my butt. Raycons are priced just right. You get audio quality or quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycons everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Make that 50,001 because I'd give it 5 stars. I would. I like mine that much. Anyway, they're awesome. I use them every day. So will you. And by the way, the noise isolation is awesome, but there's also awareness mode. So if I'm doing stuff around the house and I know you're going to be going, Scott, get in here. There's a poo or someone barfed or whatever. I can hear that because I can put on awareness mode and hear you, right? Look, if anyone barfs around here, Kim puts, that's my job.
I put my earbuds in and walk away.
That's what I'll do during the zombies. I'll take care of all the vomit. Anyway, no one wants to talk about vomit while you're reading an ad about amazing quality products from Raycon, so I'll stop doing that now. They have all the earbud tap functions you can use, 3 customizable sound profiles, and boy, oh boy, is that noise isolation nice when you don't want to hear anybody. go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. One more time, it's buyraycon.com/skim. Okay, do you want to do some emails?
Sure.
Emails! That's our theme. Skimshow@gmail.com is where these came. A couple of these are texts as well, which we'll get to in a second. But if you'd like to text us, you can do that at 801-471-0462. Alex Ford wrote in and brought up something that, man, this brought back memories for me. I says, so my son had a huge seizure the other month. He had one when he was 4, now turning 15, but it was ruled a fever seizure back then. He has what's called Lowe's syndrome. This comes with a risk of seizures, but we thought we had got past all that. Seems not to be the case. When he went to do the test during the EEG and the CT scan, he was having mini seizures that entire time. Just remind you of when Taylor was little.
Yeah.
He is starting medicine for it. My question for you all is, how did you handle it with your eldest? Were there pills? How did you keep an eye out for her in her room or when she was out of your sight? My son likes to be in his room alone as he is a teenager, and I don't know about it now. Does that mean? I'm not sure what he meant there. Anyway, anything else that you know other than the normal seizure protocols, Alex? Well, Alex, first of all, I'm really sorry that's happening, both for you and your son, but in Taylor's case, they called them focal seizures. Mm-hmm. They happened while she was awake. And she had
triggers for them.
She did have triggers for them,
they
yes.
They were stress.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah.
And
Lack of sleep, sorry. Yeah.
Stress could cause them lack of sleep. So she had to be on a schedule that meant she couldn't be out till 1 and 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which was hard, but she understood.
And it started at 12 for her? Do I remember that right?
It was 11.
11. Okay.
11 to 14.
Right.
14 was the last one she had.
Now, in our case, they said, well, we can put her on medicine, but it will render her sterile.
Well, it had potential for that. They didn't have as much knowledge, but they also knew that she was old enough to kind of know when she was going to have one. She could feel it.
She could tell
she
it coming
like
on.
She had like a tingling
yeah.
on it in her mouth for some reason, like or on her tongue.
Yeah. And she would kind of lose control of her tongue for a bit.
Right.
Like she couldn't talk right. She'd slur a bit. But yeah, she could tell and she could grab one of us and go, it's happening or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was too young to drive, so that was never an issue. At least
but
then.
But they told us she potentially could grow out of it.
Yeah, they said
so
there was a chance.
That
so,
was different. Considering you're dealing with someone who was 4 and now 15 having them, that's a different set of issues.
Yeah. But in the case of pills, there were no pills. Because right, we decided not to do them, mm-hmm. given the risks of it sterilizing her. I just really didn't want to do that. Especially if their theory and our theory was correct that she was going to grow out of it. And she did. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't had one since she was 14. She's 27
right. now? 28.
20. Oh, jeez. How's that? Is that real?
Yeah. She'll be 29 in April.
That's bazonkers talk.
Yep.
Weren't we just holding her in our lap while O.J. Simpson hurled down the freeway running from the law?
Well, I just feel really bad because I don't there's not a lot you can say to that's going to help other than you have a support system to talk about it. I hope you know that. But it is hard with a teenager because they do like to spend time alone. And this may be a time when you say, okay, well, that's fine. You can be alone, but you're going to have a specific SOS text that you tell me when something's not feeling right before you're at the point where you can't text.
I'd have questions about whether he's got those triggers. And if he does, mm-hmm. that's a perfect way to set up a system, a plan to notify each other. And it won't take much because you can create like one button notification stuff on phones and different apps and things that will like alert a parent if there's an issue. Mm-hmm. So you should do that, but you got to find out what those triggers are. And if he doesn't have any triggers, if it's just happening completely random and out of nowhere, I mean, that's a problem.
I feel like you have to just be on top of what they're doing all the time. Yeah. And that sucks for both of you.
Yeah. And it probably sucks for him because if he's looking forward to getting his learner's permit and then his driver's license. Yeah. They won't let him do it until...
Well, if there's medication, that might change.
Yeah, but
if the medication means that he can...
Stop. Yeah, the doctors have to be able to say, this medication ensures he will not, while on it, ever have this happen.
Right, right.
So there's a whole thing there. But anyway, wish you the best. That's hard stuff. I hated it. Hated it. To this day.
It's just a lot going on already as a 15-year-old.
I just feel like I couldn't help her.
Parents of a 15-year-old, there's a lot going on already. And so this is just on top of that. So...
Kim has brothers who have seizures all the time.
Support system. Hopefully you can and talk to people because it's just nice to have someone to talk to.
When your brothers were having seizures, they still do, I guess, if they're not on their meds, but don't they still have little mini ones all the time? Mm-hmm. They're always having them.
They were 4 when they started having them also.
Yeah. But they had fetal alcohol syndrome from their real parents.
Mm-hmm.
But so like it's bad. Different. So it's different.
Different set of circumstances, but all of the circumstances suck when you're dealing with your kids having anything, any issues they're dealing with. It's just hard.
I agree. So best of luck. Yeah. And let us know. And like Kim said, there's a real listening support system in the Tadpole. You just got to reach out. He's on Discord or the Facebook group or wherever you find us.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up. Bruce wrote in, says, hey, Scott, I was laughing my butt off listening to Film Sack where you were talking about the District 9 sweetie scene. I'm from Zimbabwe and I have South African aunts and uncles and grew up there. So they used to be exactly like this. You want a sweetie? I always thought it was funny because it was such a play on those old South African aunts and uncles and grandparents and was even funnier to hear you find it funny. You should do it to Van. He would probably run a mile. LOL. Bruce. Well, Bruce, first of all, it's funny you brought up a Film Sack thing on here, but it came to our Skim email, so that's why
that's
I used
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. He listens to more than one show.
That's right.
That's all good.
But I love that movie. I love District 9. There's talk they're finally going to do a District 10 or whatever the sequel is. That would be great. But his whole thing with that accent, that South African, you want a sweetie? You want to? He's talking to the little alien kid. It's too good, man. Too good. Here's Condor. With this email, or no, this is a text, Kim.
All right.
Here's the thing for texts. Hold on. Where'd I put it? There you go.
There it is.
Doesn't that add a little bit of ambiance to the proceedings? Anyway, says, do you guys have a favorite, Condor says, do you guys have a favorite food place that always fits the bill no matter how you're feeling?
Oh, man. That's a hard one because it depends on what mood you're in.
You know, I was just thinking, though.
Nothing sounds better than pizza. Sometimes nothing sounds better than those smothered burritos.
I was just going to bring up the smothered burritos. And I feel like I could do that at a drop of a hat. But I could do the smothered burritos now.
Smothered burritos, they can kind of come up all the time.
There's this place, this chain here. They used to be called La Bonita. Or no.
La Puente.
La Puente. And then they had an infight with the family who owned it. And the others,
I'm not sure about that story, but now
that's what I heard.
La
Frontera was one of the splits.
La Fountain, that's what it is.
And now they got a La Fountain. There's 3 of them.
Anyways, smothered burritos.
It's all the same.
At any Mexican restaurant are usually pretty good.
Yeah, smothered chili verde burritos, dude.
Yeah, that kind of hits the spot. Every once in a while, it's a Whopper.
They're also cheap. They're like $6. I want it now.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
It's not going to happen. Unless, I guess
no,
we could.
No, it's not.
But we shouldn't. We can't do it twice a week. But yeah, it's a mood thing for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're kind of always in the mood for, I don't know, what's good around. Tony Burger's real good.
Yeah.
Kind of always crave that. I always crave, I like Subs at Firehouse. I could eat those every day if I had to. I mean, I guess I get sick of anything.
I don't think it's no matter what. I think it depends on the mood.
Yeah. We like this place called The Porch because I just like being there.
It's called Porch, not The Porch.
Is it just Porch?
Mm-hmm.
That or the thing next to it, the brick?
That's a little more fancy and Southern food, Southern style food. It's really good, though.
Yeah, it's hopped up Southern food.
And then break is...
It's like, here, we'll give you a small mason jar full of pickled things.
As but if it's that's so
the,
good.
As if the queen ordered it. And you pay queen's prices.
Stop.
It's fine. Whatever. They've convinced us and it's fine. thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Condor. Thank you, Bruce, too. But that wasn't your message. Here's one from Brent P., who says, hello, Scott and Kim. I hope you're well. Does Kim like anime at all? Just wondering. I know Scott is hit and miss with it all. Brent.
I'm the same. Hit and miss.
Yeah, I think the right...
it all depends on what you're in the mood for. Again, food, we get in different moods for shows. And right now we're in Star Trek land.
Yeah, we're in Star Trek mode right now. We watched the entirety of Strange New Worlds, and Kim is now catching up on Discovery, which is, you know, lesser than that, but still fine. It's fine. There's stuff to mine in there. And who knows after that, while we're waiting for the next Strange New World, maybe we'll poke into Picard or we'll go back to TNG or I don't know. Sometimes you get in the mood.
Kind of what you're in the mood for.
But we're done with those stupid holiday movies that Kim watched on repeat. We're done till next year, right? Are we done?
We didn't watch them. I did.
I had to it was like getting a contact high. I had to sit near you and...
He was near me on his Switch.
My Steam Deck.
Or a Steam Deck.
Yeah, we got to give Valve exactly credit.
Wasn't exactly watching it with me.
That's a good point. Well, thank you for your messages, all you guys. And if you would like to send yours in, those folks at home, you can email us, skimshow@gmail.com, or leave us those texts or voicemails. Those are fine. Mm-hmm. I never tell people this because I just don't think, I don't know, I just assume people don't want to talk to us that way. But if they want to,
we like to hear your voice.
Yeah, you can record that or send, and it's just a phone call, just the same number, 801-471-0462. Today's foodie discussion, I think, should center on all that damn pork you made.
I made... almost 30 pounds of pork. It wasn't that much pork.
She fed the entire Ukrainian people.
Stop.
Okay, 100 Ukrainians.
There were about 100 people that showed up for a Ukrainian refugee dinner where they were invited to invite their friends, anyone that's come into, you know, into the U.S. in the last year.
So they weren't
year.
All, not every single person there was a refugee. Some of them were just people they know here.
Some people had been here that did help people come over. But there were a lot that had moved here in the last year.
And Kim made a crap ton of pork.
Pork carnitas.
Because they like the pork over there.
It's easy to make and it makes a lot.
Yeah. And we knew they liked pork. And we also knew that if you make enough pork, you can change the tide of a war with Russia. So we're hoping we hope this makes a difference.
It was fun. It was really cool to stand while people were just visiting with each other and everyone was speaking either Ukrainian or Russian.
Mm.
That was a really cool thing to see.
Were they all in tracksuits? Because I couldn't go. I was goofed up.
They were not all in tracksuits.
Dang it. But some were.
Some were.
Were they?
Yeah. Kind of that look about them. It's fine, though.
Nobody was screaming outside of trunks. That's Armenian. I forget. The Armenians sometimes.
That's what you're thinking of.
Armenian mobsters, they also wear the tracksuits. You got to watch out. Stereotypes aside, very nice people, happy to help people who, a lot of them left everything and have nothing now. So
we did do some deliveries of food and gifts and treats and things for Christmas too, to a couple of the families that were also there. I got to see them again.
Did we talk about that on the show?
I don't know.
I'm going to look.
But it was a lot of fun. It was fun to get to know some of them. I'm sure that won't be the last time we see them.
Yeah.
It was just a cool opportunity for them to get together, a bunch of them at one time, because it's hard to have 100 people come to your house or take the time out. So it was a dinner that was made just for them.
Yeah, it was good. And I've had some of the pork and it was fantastic. So nice job on the pork.
Thanks.
If you guys have any recipes or ideas, share them on our Discord, which you can find over at frogpants.com/Discord. It's also up on the Skim page as well at frogpants.com/Skim. And if you like what we do here and want to support it, you can throw a buck our way here and there over a month's period over at patreon.com/frogpants. Supporting our sponsors also helps. And as always, we want to hear your feedback at skimshow@gmail.com or text us and voicemail us at 801-471-0462. I think that's everything.
I think it is.
What an efficient quality program we put together. A little shorter than you. Well, 30 minutes is about what we do.
That's about what we do.
We're going to try to get back on track. The goal this year is to not miss dates. It's just hard. Kim and I, it's funny how even though we're in the house and we're together, things get so busy that it's just like, oh my gosh, we haven't been able to cross paths like this. Like even today, we were supposed to do this morning. It was also supposed to be last week, but then something came up. Today, you had to be downtown all day. So we're cramming it in toward the end of the night. It's just like the weirdest time.
That's all right, though.
It is all right. We're just going to
do it as often as possible.
Yeah, we'll keep it up if you'll keep listening. Okay? All right. Okay. That'll do it. Thanks, Kim, for being here. Bye.
You sound like I'm leaving. No. I'm just going to go up and make dinner.
Oh, okay, good. That'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.